Freshwood Farms, Farms Quality Meats here in Galesburg. Been around for a long, long time. What, about 40 years now? Been going strong. Is that right, Jim? About 40?
Well, yeah. Actually, it'd be like 42.
42 is a little more.
We came to town in 77 and opened the store in May of 78.
So 42 years worth of Threshwood Farms. And you know, the one of the great things about Threshwood Farms was the retail location. That, unfortunately, is going away, but there's a reason for that. And in a lot of ways, it's a good reason. And the last day the retail is going to be open is this Saturday. And here to talk more about it is the owner of Threshwood Farms Quality Meats, Jim Hankins. Jim, good morning. Thanks so much for coming in with us this morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Well, I know it's a really busy time for you, not only trying to keep up with things going on in the retail store, because I know you've probably gotten inundated over the last, you know, since the announcement a little more than a month ago of the closure of it and the new partnership. So let's talk about, first off, the decision, because this is not something that was easy for you guys. Number one, partnering with another company. It's not just somebody comes along and say, hey, we'd like to buy you. Sure. Why? No, it's people. Number one, people you know, people you trust, people you know do a great job in the first place.
Exactly. You know, I got acquainted with Sam Western, Western's Meats, years ago when Sam opened up his store and his business in 78, too.
Oh, okay.
So we opened about the same year. And when we got together in our national conventions is how we met. And over the years, we kind of became friends. And then his son and my son, Kevin, and then my son, Doug, became friends. And then over the years, they talked back and forth. And, you know, we just built up a nice relationship of, you know, we never really competed against each other because we were far enough away. So it was helpful to have somebody that you could call up, say, hey, what about this? And how about suggestions on this? And you share ideas and share recipes and share different things and where you think the meat industry is going. And we both kind of went through the whole growth scenario. You know, we started out doing the custom butchering for farmers and stuff, and then we evolved eventually into catering, and then we evolved into deer processing, and then the evolution took us to the whole snack industry. There's so much emphasis now on meat snacks because of people that are on protein diets, keto diets, these type of things. They want something healthy, something they can take on the go. And a lot of people anymore, when they eat, they're grazing, you know, and a lot of people feel that it's more comfortable. Obviously, you can have that snack stick in your back pocket or take it to lunch, or say you're Tom Meredith and you're busy and you don't have time to get away from that mic. So you reach down the drawer and you can, in between, you know, when it's commercial time, you can grab a snack.
I do get a moment right after I get off the air, and that's when I get mine. But sometimes I have multiples, and I have them in my drawer here, too. You're right. Jim Hankins, owner of Threshwood Farms. Threshwood Farms joining us here this morning. So it sounds like Western's Smokehouse was a very similar business to what Threshwood Farms is.
We were. Yeah. Very similar. In the snack industry, they were ahead of us. They got into that part of the meat industry before we did. So they pioneered some things that we were chasing them a little bit, and then we kind of caught up to them, and then I think that's kind of what led to the merger here.
Well, of course, you just expanded. You just finished up. Hadn't been that long ago. Last year, you finished up. How many? What was the expansion? 40,000 square feet?
Well, right at 30,000 square feet.
30,000 square feet.
And, when we did this last expansion, it's all one building, but we call it Building 1, Building 2, Building 3. Kind of designates the different areas, and we completed the last building, as we call it, Building 3, that was just streamlined the processes. We have, you know, the latest technology that you can get in the country or world, and the efficiencies and the just the way it operates. It's just, you know, if you're in the meat industry and you walk in, I mean, trust me, you're really impressed. I mean, we've had a lot of people that have come to Galesburg, and they've been, you know, phenomenally impressed. So a lot of the co-packing customers that we package and put their private labels on have walked in, seen the new building, see it's, you know, bright, clean, you know, fantastic place as far as operations.
Well, I think people probably don't realize the retail part of your business is a pretty small portion of what you guys do.
Exactly. Unfortunately, you know, it just became smaller and smaller. And, you know, you see the front of the store, and it's a great store. It's a great entry point, you know. And there's a lot of people, because the way our building's designed, it's long and narrow. And you don't realize how big it is unless you're driving, say, like from Farm King, and then look off to the south and see, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, look at that. And so that is it. You know, unfortunately, in the way retail goes, you know, we focused on the production to get growth in the community.
Yeah, and that's the thing, the product you had in there, that took time and space away from I guess, the bigger part of your business and behind the retail.
Exactly. You know, it's just hard and difficult when you're trying to make small artisan batches of product. I mean, we took a lot of pride in that. You know, there's a lot of phenomenal recipes, and we did a lot of really things good. But, you know, after a while, it becomes, how efficient is that? You know, how do you better serve? You know, I mean, let's face it, in business, as expenses continue to go up and everything, you have to focus on what's going to make you the money. And you know, we may be able to make the best piece of dried beef in the country, but, you know, if we only make 500 pounds of it a year, you know, how efficient is that? How economical is it? And unfortunately, when you're paying people and paying bills and paying electricity and taxes and everything else, you know, you have to look at the economics of it.
Well, yeah, and I was even thinking, if you're selling, you know, a couple hundred pounds of Gale's burgers a week and you know, even 50 or 100 pounds of ribeyes a week, that's still, I mean, yeah, that's okay business, but you have so much else going on that's it's really hard to maintain that and be efficient doing it.
That's correct. And then if we take a small batch of a product and we put it in one of our big smokehouses, you know, and we're taking that time to run, say you're smoking some hams for 10 hours, you know, and meanwhile we could have run through, you know, two batches of snack sticks through there. And we could have run, you know, more tonnage. It's just, you know, we have to study the efficiencies and see what's going to make us money. Because obviously, you know, if we're supporting, like right now, we're supporting about 60 employees. We've jumped up to that since expansion. You know, and like I say, we're paying the bills and we're paying, you know, all the utilities and everything. It's all part of it that we have to look at what's going to be the best for the company and for the employees.
Jim Hankins, owner of Thrushwood Farms, joining us here this morning. The retail portion of the business will close on Saturday. That'll be the last day of that portion. And, you know, I guess the other part of it that we haven't talked about yet is the fact that your combination or teaming up with Western's Smokehouse, that a lot of the people that you do business with away from the retail store, with whether it's the snack sticks or whatever, their businesses were growing, therefore that means you had to grow to support their needs.
Exactly. This is the great thing about it is, you know, we worked with a lot of these companies from their beginning, and as they have grown, and they've grown across the country, you know, because it's coast to coast, and we have felt the need to keep up with them. You get a great customer. It's a profitable customer. You don't want to lose them, so you kind of have to grow with them. And as we've grown, you know, trying to keep ahead of customers' demands, and we do make a great product. Our employees make fantastic product here. As you've known over the years, we've won a lot of awards and stuff, and that has brought a lot of attention to us as a company, and that brings a lot of people to us with their ideas and their products and things that we've launched. In fact, we get other meat plants. And I had a gentleman stop in last night and says, so how did you get all these customers? And, you know, the great thing is most of those people we attracted because they knew about us because we've been around for 40-some years. And Kay and I and have been involved with our national association and seminars and different things. And so we've been kind of out in the industry. And so we haven't been a total secret out in the industry. You know, we've been known as a small player and now we're a small player that's growing.
Well, and with a lot of these awards, you're known worldwide because some of these have been, they've happened in Germany and among other places where you've gone and won international awards.
Then that's the great thing about it, you know, because, and, you know, all of our products have our inspection number on them. So when people are out, and whether they're at a food show or in a gas station or some other place, and if we put, say, Tom Meredith beef sticks, mm-hmm. you know, made your own, but they can also trace it back to us. And they say, man, I really like this. This one's great. You know, it's so much better than the other ones. So that's how people find us.
Is there a way that how is that the way that the average consumer could know, like, you know, say I'm in you know, Orlando or whatever, and I go into the convenience store and I see this, how can I know that it was produced here in Galesburg?
Well, you have to look for the little inspection bug and stuff and you know, so that way we can trace these things back and
okay.
So it's. And we're going to look and see, you know, the Thrushwood brand is staying.
That's what I was going to ask. So, like, the meat sticks and whatever, the snack sticks, it's still there are still will be that Thrushwood Farms brand.
Then. Yes, that's our good. Brand is staying.
Yes.
And that's the exciting thing about this, too. So it is still Thrushwood Farms quality meats. You know, that part is staying. And we'll see the, you know, I don't know for sure where but you're going to see the product, obviously, is still – Will the meat sticks will be available on the thrushwoodfarms.com.
Okay, good. So that's one of the many places you can find it, but that's still on the website. Jim Hank is owner of Thrushwood Farms, joining us here this morning. The retail portion of the business closing down as of Saturday. That'll be the last day. And I know it's been a couple weeks since I was in, and at that point, all the shelves were still full. But rather than just letting everything go away, you've been trying to kind of keep up with demand as you close down.
We did, and we knew we'd be busy.
Yeah,
because you know the two busiest times of a company's life is grand opening, grand closing. So we didn't want to disappoint people. And so up until this week, we really tried to keep things stock. And now this week, we're trying to sell down. So you can kind of come in the store now today after we rearranged stuff last night. And then you can see that there's some holes there. There's some products that are gone that we won't be remaking. Where you have a supply of fresh meat to cut for the case as long as we can for the next, you know, couple of days to where we'll take that and try to keep everything out as much as possible. There's still a lot of steak and sauces and barbecues and sauces and stuff, and some of the frozen items are still available. But it's starting to show now.
Yeah. Well, and that's with just a couple of days left, though. That you're fine. You know, that's so you've really kept
exactly.
up well.
We want to try to plan it until we get to the end.
Yeah.
You know, at a nice stopping point.
Well, I know one of the questions, and I know this was covered in our news story when you made the announcement, but you have several employees that work in the retail location. No, they're not being let go.
Correct.
Yeah.
Everybody's got an opportunity to go and move into the operation, and so that's a great exciting thing about it is, you know, we can make adjustments for people to go up into the production and everybody stays except for Jim and Kay.
Well, and that's
we're the two trying to exit. So.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you've been doing this for 42 years and you would like to take a little bit of a break because you've hardly had a break in 42 years. So, but you're still going to be on for a while. You'll be is it kind of more of a consulting role through the whole transition with the addition of Western's Smokehouse?
That's it. And that's the nice thing about it is it just isn't like you come in one day and all of a sudden, boom, you're gone. It makes it easier personally for us who've been there since the beginning to do a transition. It's a lot softer. You know, it's not like a hard cutoff date. You know, you kind of ease into the sunset a little more instead of, you know, it's just a lot easier.
Well, like you even told me off there, he said, yeah, we'll be around. And said, even after that, who knows, I might still be showing my face a little bit because it's hard to get away after that long.
Well, it is. And I still know where that coffee pot is. You know, I may have to just stop in and see if there's any questions or anything and you know, just, you know, see if I can offer anything and we'll see what happens.
Well, one of the other great things, the Hankus name is not going away from the corporate side of things within the organization, combining with Western's Smokehouse. Your son Doug will be obviously highly involved still as well.
Yes, he's involved and he's got a financial stake in it, and so that's important. And then you know, the Western people realize that we have great staff here in Galesburg, and we have a lot of key people, and they just acknowledge that we do such a great job. And what they saw with the new building expansion was where this thing can continue to grow. And so that's what they were looking at is, you know, they knew the history of where we've been, how we got there, and now they just have enough, you know, they're smart enough to see how big this thing can grow. And after a while, you know, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Kay and I got to the point where we decided, you know, it's time to let somebody else grab a hold of this and let it continue to grow for the community.
Is there a possibility of more physical expansion as well with all this?
Well, the first thing we're doing is, you know, we're working with a local architect at Bruner Cooper Zook, and we're getting the new layouts to do the remodeling for offices and production in the front where the store is at. And so the original building, you know, where the first thing is to pick up some efficiencies in there as far as production. And then I really wouldn't be surprised if we'll watch them outgrow this.
Yeah.
Just looking at projections and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. That's not only great for the company, it's great for the community as well.
It is. It's great for the community because here, you know, we're growing in the community, and we're growing in the state of Illinois. So it's great as far as that part.
Yeah. Yep. Jim Hankus, owner of Thrushwood Farms Quality Meats here in Galesburg, and they're teaming up with Western Smokehouse and expanding. Unfortunately for all us that love it, the retail side is closing, but it's completely understandable. I just don't think people realize what a small portion of the business that's become. When the rest of your customers are growing, you have to grow. Something's got to change.
Unfortunately, you have to pick and choose. And, you know, I was talking to a couple of farmers. It's kind of like them trying to go out and farm with that old M or that old 4020 and a four-row corn picker and that type of thing. You know, things, you know, you have to do in today's world with expenses, you know, whether it's any kind of overhead you have, you know, taxes, utilities, and all that, you have to get volume. You know, so you got to cover more acres. You know, you got to do more poundage, and we're up right now. I think we're pushing around 10,000 pounds of product a day. So
wow. Well, I know the great thing. I know we've talked with you in the past on different programs about and Doug as well about, you know, the different ideas for different flavors of the snack sticks and those type of things. Well, now you'll have plenty of time to sit around and think about those and that you can come up with the ideas. But also a combination between the two entities here and in Missouri. That's a lot of different people coming up with some great ideas. Also,
it is. I mean, you know, there's just a good brain trust. You know, when you put the two companies together, because that just kind of brings up some synergy and helps spark fresh new ideas. And anytime you can collaborate with somebody in your industry, you know, and it's like when you guys go to your radio conventions and stuff, I'm sure it's the same thing to kind of share ideas and different things. And you bring that up. One thing, too, is, you know, we bring a lot of people to Galesburg that stay at the hotels, stay at motels, go out for dinner and buy gas and whatnot here. We have, you know, some of the, you know, we have people into this week again. We have next week, you know, they're going to book probably another half dozen rooms, you know, and so this is an ongoing process. And when a lot of our customers come to town, you know, I bet, you know, this next year we'll be responsible for booking another, you know, 100 and some rooms.
Wow.
You know, in a year's time here in Galesburg. So that all helps, you know, whenever you can get a company that's thriving and growing and we're an attraction to outside people, that just brings more money into town.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jim Hankus, owner of Thrushwood Farms Quality Meats here in Galesburg, the retail store closing down. Obviously a little bit bittersweet on that side because I know, you know, you wouldn't always see up front, but quite often you'd be there and getting to greet people. So that would be a little bit different for you too.
We've done that, and Kay and I have tried this last couple of weeks and stuff, be available as much as possible, and especially this last couple of days. It's been great. It's almost been like a big family reunion. We've had a lot of people over the years that have shopped there. We've had a lot of employees that have worked for us that have stopped back in. You know, just the other day, Scott, who used to be the manager down at Farm King, you know, okay. he stopped in just to say hi. And so that is the great thing about it is, you know, we've had a lot of people that we've known over the years, and it's just a big, you know, almost like a place to gather, you know, it seems like. And we have some customers that have been in several times, you know, just one last thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jim, on behalf of the radio station, I'd like to thank you. I know we partnered with you guys for years on things and what you've done for the community, and honestly, what you are continuing to do and in the future. I mean, it's going to be a little bit different, but as you just said, economically, what you're doing for the community, we really do appreciate it. Any final thoughts, Jim?
Well, I think in this case, you know, it growth is good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is really a positive for the community. And that overall, that is the key thing. And I, you know, obviously that was why we chose to make this decision along with, you know, personal reasons and stuff. But growth is good.
Jim, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And we'd like to thank all the community.